choosing love. Do you know that God loves you? That He has a special plan for your life? Through His Word and by His Spirit, this program seeks to expand and deepen your understanding of God's amazing love for you. Now, here's your friend and God's handmaiden, Mary Winchell.
Are you going through a wilderness? Nothing seems to make sense. I remember a poem when I was a young child. Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. No place of refreshment. Everything seems very dry. And nothing seems to bring enjoyment. No laughter, no joy. Where is God? Where have you gone? You know His word is true, but you just don't feel Him anymore. Feeling isolated and feeling lonely and maybe even going to church and nothing seems to touch your heart. And it's though God disappeared. But you know by faith and by His word that He's there. He's one that sticks closer than a brother. So in your mind, you know He's there, but you just don't feel His presence. And nothing seems to satisfy anymore. Do you believe that Father God could be behind all this, that He's trying to draw you up to a higher place? Come away, my beloved, come to me. Relationships, they don't satisfy. Food doesn't satisfy. Nothing seems to satisfy any longer. It can almost lead to depression because we're a very complex creature. We've made to reflect the glory of God, and until we are where God has called us to be, we're just not satisfied. And I believe that the Lord is hiding His presence, although He's right there, and He's saying, follow me. He wants to lead us to a higher place, a deeper walk, a closer relationship. Not walking by sight, walking by faith. Constantly growing in Him, constantly being changed until we see Him and we're like Him. And in our natural mind and emotions, we don't understand these things sometimes. We feel like we've failed God and maybe He's angry with us and we'll repent, and it's always good to repent, and we take short account of our sin and our relationships, and after we've done that and nothing changes, then we think, oh, maybe it's our health. Maybe I haven't been taking care of myself. And we're just not hearing what God is saying to us. More of me. More of me. Sometimes we're not happy with our pastors, our teachers, those that are supposed to minister life to us, because we don't feel the presence of God. Because God is calling us to Himself in a very personal way. The Word always has power, but the Lord wants to call each and every one of us to that special place in Him. Reading from Song of Solomon, chapter 3. On my bed, night after night, I sought Him, whom my soul loves. I sought Him, but did not find Him. I must arise now and go about the city in the streets and in the square. I must seek Him, whom my soul loves. I sought Him, but did not find Him. The watchmen who make the rounds in the city found me, and I said, have you seen Him, whom my soul loves? Scarcely had I left them when I found Him, whom my soul loves. I held on to Him and would not let Him go until I had brought Him to my mother's house. An allegory, but so beautiful. To lose your beloved or not feel His presence and go looking for Him. And when we look for Him, when we seek Him with all our heart, surely we shall find Him. But not taking our relationship for granted. No relationship stays stagnant. In a marriage relationship between friends, it's either growing or it's decreasing. Communication is the key word. We communicate life or death. Little touches of love, little signs of appreciation. Sometimes just a telephone call. Hi, how are you? How are you feeling? Words of interest, words of concern about the other person. Putting into a relationship, making deposits in someone's life. And so in our relationship with God, communicating to Him. And even when He withdraws, that doesn't mean there's something wrong with the relationship, but He's calling us to a deeper relationship. How long can one have a surface relationship with a friend? Relationships grow or they decrease. And so our relationship with the one who died for us, the one who truly loves us, is deepening as we follow Him, as we search for Him with all of our hearts. Thank you. to seek Him, whom my soul loves. Reading again from Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 9. You have made my heart beat faster, my sister, my bride. You have made my heart beat faster with a single glance of your eyes, with a single strand of your necklace. How beautiful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much better is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your oils than all kinds of spices. To be in the presence of the King, He calls us His bride. To come into that intimate place with our Savior, with no disguise, no cover-up, being vulnerable. Many times we find in our relationships, even with our friends and our relatives, we wear masks. Who we would like to be, we're afraid of letting really who we are be shown to those near us, afraid of rejection, afraid of vulnerability. And so when it comes with our relationship with God, we put up those same masks. Sometimes they're religious masks, and we say rote prayers, and we make believe something's happening in our life, and it really isn't happening. Because we find that's a technique that works for us. It's a defense mechanism, and actually it's just something very frail that we hide behind. And God is calling us to a place of worshiping Him in spirit and in truth, a place of reality, a place of vulnerability, of being who we are, and trusting Him. He knows everything, and the only person we're fooling is ourselves. He calls us apart that we might be healed, and as we know that we are truly loved by Him, then we can truly love others, because He first loved me. And as my confidence in that love, in that relationship grows, I become more whole. I've spent time with the bridegroom of my soul, preparing for that everlasting kingdom. But that eternity can start now. That wholeness can start now. And I'm changed from glory to glory, because I come to the realization that His banner over me is love, and surely He's bringing me to that banqueting table. We were created in the image and likeness of God, and in Genesis we see that Adam and Eve in the garden had fellowship, and Adam walked and talked with God. We find in 1 John that the very essence of God is love. And when fellowship is broken, love is broken. And because of the fall, because of sin, man, the glory of man, was shattered, separated from God. But Jesus is restoring us to the Father. He restored us through His blood, but restoring relationship and fellowship, that we once again can experience the love of God. And in our fragmentation, in the pain of sin, separation, rejection, loneliness, our Father God wants to bring healing into our lives, that we can actually feel His love and His wholeness, His closeness, filling those empty areas, turning our mourning into joy. Reading from the 8th chapter of Song of Solomon. Who is this coming from the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? Beneath the apple tree I awakened you, and there your mother was in labor with you. There she was in labor and gave you birth. Put me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm, for love is as strong as death, jealousy as severe as Sheol. Its flashes are flashes of fire, the very flame of the Lord. Many waters cannot quench love, nor will rivers overflow it. If a man were to give all the riches of his house for love, it would be utterly despised. Can't buy love. Can't sell love. Love is a decision that we make, and love is who God is. The Word tells us, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit brings in love, because God is love, when we ask Jesus into our heart. When we give our lives to God, when we really believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for us, and he did that out of love. The Word tells us, for the Father so loved the world that he sent his only Son to die for us, that we might have eternal life. There's no greater love. But to come to a realization of that love, that the God who is love is within us when we ask Jesus Christ in our heart. And as we have fellowship with him, as we spend time with him, as we draw ourselves away from the spirit of this world and come to that intimate relationship with him, we can experience it and really know in our minds, within our hearts, within our emotions, that God truly does love us. We can know it in our mind, but to really experience it, to really believe it, to become who we are, integrated in our personalities, that our spirit man truly knows that we are loved.
Love you.
We love him because he first loved us. Reading from 1 John 4th chapter, verse 15. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. And we have come to know and have believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this, love is perfected with us, that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfect in love. The Word tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And the changes and transformations that he wants to do in us come by believing his word, spending time with him, conversation with God, just sharing, not rote prayer, but just sharing our everyday problems, anxieties. He always has time for us. Thanking him, having a thankful heart. Thanking him for the small things in our lives as well as the big things. Thanking him for our friends, interceding for our friends, those that we love. Praying for those in government. Praying for those that the Lord would put on our hearts. Many times someone's name will come to our mind, and maybe even in a negative way. And maybe that's God's way of telling us that they're under a spiritual attack, instead of attacking them with our mind, interceding for them and standing on the wall for them, or giving them a call and saying, "Hi, how are you? What's happening in your life?" Walk in the love walk. So in barrenness, there can be fruitfulness if we will seek the Lord in the garden. Eden is still there. The promised land is still there. When we're satisfied with our own life, many times our spiritual life suffers. And so God does allow those dry places that we will seek him and we will find him. And he's there waiting with his arms open wide to share a revelation of who he is and who he is to us. Not a secondhand testimony, but building our own faith up in who we are and how he has created us, and allowing his love life to flow through us in a way that it can't flow through anyone else's life. Bringing that back to earth as Moses went up on the mountain and he came down off the mountain, and his glory was so bright he had to cover that glory because the people just couldn't stand to look at him. That when those are close to you look at you, they'll know that you have spent time with God, because you'll be changed and I'll be changed. For the Lord is preparing his bride. Reading from the book of Revelation, 19th chapter, 7th verse. Rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready. And it was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. And he said to me, "Write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb." And he said to me, "These are the true words of God." To prepare ourselves to meet our bridegroom. As a bride would prepare herself in the natural for her bridegroom. And we allow and cooperate with the work of the Holy Spirit and allow that sanctifying work to be done within us. Changed from glory to glory in preparation for our soon coming King. For truly he is coming soon. And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come." He's preparing a wedding feast, and what a day that's going to be. But we can know His love, His presence, His comfort, His joy, right here, right now, in the land of the living. Mary Winchell here. God loves you with an amazing love. May you experience it. May you truly know it.
We hope you've enjoyed Mary's message. To listen to more messages of God's amazing love for all mankind, visit her website at amazingloveministries.org.